This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Today we'll learn of an immigrant group that brought Russian heritage and German language to an area of Cheyenne County, Kansas.
In the Cheyenne County Historic Museum, there's a roster of names of those Germans from Russia who settled in this far northwest corner of Kansas. The listing includes family, name, village of birth and arrival date, wife and children's names, and the area they immigrated from. Included are abbreviations for Ukraine, Volga colonies, Bessarabia, Poland, Caucasus. Some of the present-day German Russians can trace their families' farming history back to Russian lands granted to them by the Catherine the Great. Settling almost exclusively in this extreme northwest tier of Cheyenne County, the heaviest concentration of settlers was in the township of Eureka and Cherry Creek, where these immigrants established for themselves six German language Lutheran churches. These hardworking people joined other German speaking ethnic groups in the county, including a large number of Germans from the Empire, as well as significant numbers of German Swiss and a few German Austrians, more particular to the German Russians than the rest was the fact that they kept themselves more segregated. And soon the immediate area northwest of St. Francis became known as the Russian Settlement. A school called German Plains was established, as well as the German Plains Cemetery. The German Plains area was referred to as Honest Ridge, a term the inhabitants hoped was a compliment. There were those who would use derogatory terms for the immigrant group, calling them dirty Russians or damn Dutchmen. But the most part of German Russians of Cheyenne County were accepted and appreciated by other residents. E.S. Sutton, an area historian from Benkman, Nebraska, described the German Russians as fine people, thrifty, honest. They appreciated authority when met, whether it was their pastor or the law. They abided by it. They were more willing to give and were thankful to be accepted. Thanks to the Cheyenne County Museum for contributing to this story for High Plains Public Radio. I'm Tobe Swigert in St. Francis, Kansas.